afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the El.En. Third Quarter 2018 Financial Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there'll be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Frazzini of Polytems HIR. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, El.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, El.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remarks management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectation of a possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and the condition in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statements can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. Let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for being with us in this call for our nine-month financial report. For what concerns our revenue growth, results came in line with expectations. We had an 11.5% revenue growth on the 9 months and a 9.6% revenue growth in the quarter. Results were behind expectations for what concerns income from operations. EBIT for the 9 months was at 20 million euro, which is 9.7% less than last year. Though improving in the third quarter, where EBIT was 8.8% of revenue, the gap from last year and from our expected results widened in the quarter. Based on these results, while confirming the revenue growth guidance, we had to acknowledge a downgrade in our 2018 EBIT guidance, as I will better explain. We knew that the benchmark of our third quarter of 2017 was tough. We registered our record EBIT margin in 2017 third quarter with 11.9%. Therefore, a delay in EBIT after the 9 months was still expected, but for a smaller amount than we registered. We are confident in our fourth quarter, where the 2017 EBIT benchmark is 9.4%, for closing the gap with last year. It will be a good result from where we are standing, but there won't be much room for a further improvement. In general terms, we see a few key issues currently impacting our ability to maintain and improve our margins. In presence of a revenue increase, which is in line or exceeding our expectation. First, MonaLisa Touch and the issue raised by the FDA press release in July. The effect of this unexpected and somehow unprecedented release are twofold. On one side, for what is related to the more technical and specific allegations that FDA raised with a letter to Hologic and to our competitors, where risks were potentially higher for us because FDA has the power to issue warning letters and also to limit and ban the sale of devices into the U.S. territory, the problem is solved. The requests by FDA have been satisfied. The marketing has been adjusted where it needed to be. And the system is currently sold and saleable in the U.S. On the other side, the mediatic effect of a release which inappropriately questioned the safety and the efficacy of our system, bundling our sophisticated and scientifically supported Mona Lisa Touch to other technology blatantly offered on the market, piggybacking our leadership, had an effect that, less perceivable as an immediate effect after FDA's action, is proving to be more persistent and penalizing than we were expecting in the market perception of our system and in the perception of the treatment provided by our system. The short-term effect was a strong reduction of sales in the U.S. market, which, tied to the rapid sales acceleration we were registering in the U.S. until the end of July, and to the amount of stock that our distributor had piled up in order to fulfill the expected demand, basically means a halt to LN sales to the U.S. at least for the next quarter. In the rest of the world, the effect was milder, but still, the process to explain how FDA was not questioning efficacy and foremost safety of our system is making more difficult to sell Mona Lisa Touch worldwide. As our partner and our distributor Hologic said, a real pity, since we were heading to an excellent year and expecting, as usual, our sales peak in the fourth quarter, and this is not going to take place. On the other side, clarified our position with FDA, a midterm image reconstruction activity phase was already initiated that, and we are counting on this, we restore Mona Lisa Touch leadership and sales volume. But it will take time, investments, and it's hard to predict when the momentum will be picking up again. A second issue is China. I'd like to confirm we are very pleased with our current results and with the short-term and mid-term outlook. Compared with last year, when tailwinds were helping us on the macro and micro levels of the market, we are now facing headwinds on the macro outlook of the Chinese economy. And you have seen how this has been hitting our competitors and our suppliers, mainly due to expectation of decline of the Chinese economy as an effect of the so-called tariff war. In a nutshell, we are doing well due to our excellent technological and market positioning in sales, and sales are increasing as opposed to what our competitors report, but it has been tougher than expected to achieve the volume results, which are fundamental in our growth schedule, and we had to slightly reduce margins and spend more in sales and marketing to achieve the sales level that we were able to achieve. We consider our 2018 sales achievements outstanding and as a base for further developments in a business in which we are investing massively, also in terms of fixed assets, in order to be able to grab an opportunity that we feel very important for the group. A third point is what in our report we generically address as change of sales mix hurting our margins on sales. I'd like to put in some examples to clarify the point. Of course, Mona Lisa Touch is one of our premium systems in terms of margin worldwide for what concerns gross margin contribution and in the U.S. for what concerns EBIT margin contribution too, since we are talking of a high-volume distributor with no significant sales and marketing cost involved for us. We are going to supplement the decrease in Mona Lisa Touch sales in the U.S. with other products' sales, but margin swap will be unfavorable. Sales in aesthetic were strong in the 9 months, but the sales mix was more weighted on hair removal and less on tattoo removal. As you know, our latest picosecond systems bear higher margins due to their recent release and earlier stage in the product's life cycle. Third point for the mix, our activity in Japan is based both on systems delivery and serving of our massive installed base. Competitive pressures have forced us to reduce sales volume and subsequently margins in our service activities. All these fluctuations in the product mix are nothing new in our business, given the large number of products and services we are offering on different markets. As you know, the means we have to react to the negative fluctuation is to intensify sales effort on higher yield systems and intensify research and development effort in order to provide more high yield systems to our sales network. On this line, we are pleased on how Onda sales are picking up. You know, Onda is our new body-shaping device based on microwave technologies. And sales of Onda are accretive to our sales margin. They're above their average. But it will take more time, more quarter, to see this unit, Onda, emerge as a massive contributor in terms of volumes, too. I would also like to make a comment about the increase in working capital that was registered in the year and in the quarter. Generally speaking, working capital grows if you make planning mistakes, if you expand credit facility to customers, or if you plan to sell more in the near future and for this reason build up more stock. Our case is the third, which could, of course, turn into a planning mistake if our sales volume will not be as expected. And of course, we have some built-in extra inventory for Mona Lisa Touch, where sales will be lower than expected, but we expect a large part of the increased inventory to turn into sales in the fourth quarter. Moreover, given the logistics of our group, with a big deal of interchange between the various companies, the stock increase at the end of the third quarter is carrying in a considerable margin that was eliminated at the end of the quarter and that we expect to be released within Q4. New products are being developed and launched all the time. In this period, I'd like to mention the new Mediastar for hair removal. Mediastar is our best seller with premium sales in Italy, Germany, and Japan, and in the Far East, that was presented to the public in our show in Rome early October. And the new therapeutic system by ASA, the MIS, MLS High Power Pulse, which provides a new emitting technology in order to maximize the efficacy of the energy delivery to the body tissues. Finally, before Enrico digs in into the details of our financials, an update on the capacity expansion plan and related investments. New plants and refurbish of existing plants will involve investments for roughly $28 million over 2017 and 2018. Roughly $6 million were invested in Q3 within this plan. As of the end of Q3, the total invested amount is roughly $14 million, including the purchase of new buildings adjacent to the ones currently used for operations in Samarate for Quanta System, in Torre Annunziata for Lasit, and in Calenzano for Elen, including the refurbish of the new Leeds facility in Wuhan, China, while for the new facilities that are being built in Vicenza for ASA, in Jena for Asclepion, and in Wenzhou for Penta, Laser China, we are accounting the progress in the work. Finally, in November, we purchased a new facility in the Florence area for Cutlite Penta manufacturing, which is the laser cutting systems for the Italian and European market, with a $6.2 million investment, which will be slightly more with the setup of the facility, which of course are part of the plan but are not booked into the Q3 financials. I wanted to mention this list of expenses because it speaks for our confidence in the expansion of the group, our ability to expand the sales volume, the need to be prepared to be actually able to take advantage of this opportunity. Please, Enrico, go ahead.
Thank you, Andrea. Good afternoon to everybody. During the first 9 months of 2018, Elen recorded consolidated revenue, as already mentioned by Andrea, of 243 million euros, up 11.5% compared to the first 9 months of last year. The gross margin was €96.3 million, up 6% compared to the €90.9 million of last year, thanks to the increase in turnover. The decrease in marginality to 39.6 from 41.6 is due to a less favorable mix of products sold, especially in the medical sector, and also to an unfavorable exchange rate trend compared to the 9 months of last year. Operating costs were €30.4 million, up 17.5%, with an impact on sales of 12.5% from 11.9%. The increase mainly concerns sales and marketing expenses to support sales activities, but also R&D expenses. Staff cost was €41.8 million, and showed an increase of 9% compared to the €38.5 million of the previous year, but with a reduction on the impact on revenues. On September, the group's employees were over 1,400 when there were 1,200 at the beginning of the year, and the new recruitments mainly concern Chinese companies. EBITDA was €24 million, down 9.5% over the last year, with an impact on sales of 9.9% compared to the 12.2%. And the decrease in EBITDA is the consequence of reduction of gross margin and to the increase in operating costs already mentioned. There were a reduction in amortization, depreciation, and other accrual from €4.4 million in 2017 to €4 million in 2018. And the decrease is mainly due to the reduction in bad debt accruals. Operating results showed a positive balance of €20 million, down compared to 22.1 of last year. And the impact on sales was 80.2% from 10.1% in the same period of previous year. The tax result was €19.9 million, up from the €19.1 million of last year, and the pre-tax income was positively affected by the foreign exchange gain, especially on US dollar, compared with the negative impact of last year. Group net financial position decreased by approximately €30 million over the 9 months, and it is positive by €55 million compared with the €85 million at the beginning of the year. The most significant cash absorption of the period are already mentioned by Andrea, investment €16 million. Increase in net working capital, especially inventory, and payment, I can add also payment of dividend of €8.4 million. In terms of geographical distribution of the turnover, European market recording the most significant growth rate both in the medical and in the industrial sector, when Italy and the rest of the world are paired in a growth from 5 to 10%. The turnover for medical systems grew by more than 12%, and all the main sectors showed a growth in turnover. Turnover in the main aesthetic segment increased of 9%, and the driving segment is hair removal, which is still rapidly expanding, while only in the third quarter sales of system with picosecond technology returned to growth. This change in product mix was unfavorable in terms of profitability compared to the last year. The launch of Honda in the body shaping sector and the removal of cellulite imperfection had a significant impact on sales, although not yet on contribution margin. Finally, the sales trend of herbal system by Asclepion was excellent, thanks also to the gynecological application called Juliet, which had a great success in the U.S. market thanks to an important distribution contract with Cutera. The trend of the surgical sector stands out from the rest, as it continues to benefit from Mona Lisa Touch sales recovery in the first half of the year in the United States, and especially in the increase in sales of urological system both for benign prostatic hyperplasia that for the lithotripsia. The surgical sector is characterized by a strong presence of OEM customers from very prestigious brands. A good sales trend in the physiotherapy sector, which marks a 12% growth, is a constant in the recent years, thanks to the good job of ASA, our company in Vicenza. Turnover for medical service returned to growth after the last year break. Interesting is the increase in turnover of consumables like creams sold for aesthetic use, and especially single or multi-use optical fibers used in urology application. An important increase, such as to overcome the decrease in turnover for full risk after sales service contract. But also in this case, a change in the mix had a negative impact on gross margin. The turnover of industrial sector again shows growth in all its segments related to system when it is stable in services. The cutting sector, with an increase of 12%, continues its progression, which makes it one of the most significant segments for the group. The sector continues to benefit from the rapid expansion of metal sheet cutting market thanks to the new technology of high-power fiber laser sources. The marking sector is stable in the period, while sales of larger sources showed an increase of 41% thanks to the opportunities in packaging, special processing sector, and in the textile sectors. The turnover for industrial service is stable, sales for consumables related to larger sources increasing in weight. But in the meantime, revenues for service on system with old CO2 laser sources technologies are declining, with a reduction of installed base replaced by IRF or fiber laser sources with lower maintenance costs. Andrea,
just the last word. I already mentioned the guidance which closes our reports and close this section of our call. So we confirm that we will be able to meet the 10% guidance on revenue growth that we had highlighted at the beginning of the year, while we have to update the guidance on EBIT, which at this point we forecast for the end of the year to be equal to the EBIT of 2017, or at least we target in overcoming this threshold, but more or less is there where we will end up for the year. With this, we are done with our presentation, and we are ready to take your questions.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me, this is a Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question comes from Mr. Eduardo Girelli of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning. And I have a couple of questions. The first one is on your guidance. Your updated guidance points to a fourth quarter that looks challenging, as it implies a relevant operating margin increase and year-over-year growth. And this would be quite in contrast compared to the first 9 months profitability evolution. So the question would be, could you please explain how you expect profitability to improve in the last quarter? And the second question would be on raw materials. How do you expect raw materials the evolution to be in the next year, and what have been the main variables that contributed to the increase of this raw material in 2018? And last question would be on sales and marketing expenses expectations in 2019. Thank you.
What do you mean when you talk about raw material? You mean about the inventory, or you mean about raw material cost?
Raw materials cost.
Raw material cost. Let me start from this. So you had three mm-hmm. questions: the guidance, the raw material, and the sales and marketing. Raw material cost, I don't believe raw material cost is what is causing the decline of our margins. the decline of our margins is caused by the mix of sales, in which we had higher sales of system with in principle lower margin. So it doesn't mean that the system were costing more than last year. We had more or less the same margin per product for each product, but we were selling more. We are selling more of products with lower margins. So in fact, actually, there was a little bit of a cost decrease in 2018 as opposed to 2018 for all the materials we purchased in US dollars, but this cost advantage was more than offset by the disadvantage of the sales in dollars, which exceed by almost 100% the purchases in US dollars. So this for raw materials. So we don't... While your question is appropriate on a raw material which is fundamental, which is the fiber laser source.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber laser source are by far the largest raw material. It is a raw material for us, even if it's a very sophisticated product itself, the fiber laser source. Prices of laser sources are declining. Since volume is increasing and competition is increasing in the laser source business. We always said that laser sources were for us a commodity, and in this moment, in this way, we are taking advantage of this decline of the cost of raw material, the raw material fiber laser source, though to the decline in cost in the raw material, there is a corresponding decline in cost on the market for the laser system of a certain power. Our way to compete is to increase the power of the average power of the laser of the laser systems we sell in order to compete in a less crowded market where we are able to distinguish ourselves for our capacity to manufacture beam delivery systems for very high powers. So this is raw materials. The guidance, you're right. But of course, the ability to obtain a much higher return in the fourth quarter is tied to the assumption that volumes will grow and will be the higher in the year, which always determines a higher EBIT in the fourth quarter in normal situations, and also to the assumption to reverse part of the stock we built in the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, which, as I mentioned in the call, has an embedded margin inside, which will be reversed into the Q4 margin without any fixed expense to support, because it has only been suspended into the inventory waiting for deliveries in the fourth quarter. Of course, this assumption is based, again, on the fact that we will be actually able to deliver better than we did in the third quarter the systems that we are manufacturing at the very end, very end of the quarter. This does not depend only on our production capacity. It depends also upon the ability of our customers to actually pay or provide letter of credit or credit agreements in order to be able to enable us to ship the products. Because you have seen how we mentioned on the other side, while stock increased, we didn't have a significant increase in receivables.
Okay.
Third point was sales and marketing expense in 2019. This is a question on 2019. We are not telling any specific about 2019 today. Of course, I mean, generally speaking, it's the whole situation here. Now, we found ourselves in a global macroeconomic, let's say, environment, which looks a little bit harder than it was at the beginning of the year. And selling in a harder and a tougher environment usually needs more sales and marketing support. Moreover, we have investments that calls us to keep up the volumes, and therefore it's needed for us to keep up the volumes. And so we decided to have a massive sales and marketing support in 2018. 2019, in principle, we should be able to benefit of some of the expenses made in 2018, but it's early to say how the actual dynamics of this cost aggregate will move in 2019. For sure, as I mentioned in the last part of my report, we are planning an expansion in capacity and therefore a further expansion in sales revenue. We'll see how much support sales and marketing we need to give in order to be able to achieve our midterm growth plans.
Okay, thank you very much. If I may, I would have a follow-up question on the sales mix. And so do you expect the sales mix to improve in the next quarters also? Well, I know you're not giving indications on 2019, but do you expect something to improve from this point of view?
Yes. I mean, we are working in order to improve it. We expect new products to jump in with higher contribution. We expect to have products that have been just launched to become more significant in our product mix in 2019. We expect to be able to have some counteraction to the erosions of margins on the Japanese market. But of course, a lot of this is tied both to our ability to timely deliver certain products improvements, and the other one is on the evolution of the market. So we plan to be back to our higher margins, but we are not able in this moment to commit and to be firmly committing about this, which is of course a target, because we need and we want to be able to return to the higher margin levels, but there are several variables that will impact on our ability to actually receive those, achieve those results.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Johannes Ries of Atos Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good afternoon. Maybe a follow-on to a question to Mona Lisa. You mentioned it's a recovery now, it's on the way, but it will need some time because that destroyed some trust and in the product and disturbed a little bit the customers. Nevertheless, next year, coming back to the margin, because Mona Lisa is a good margin product, there should be a recovery and should also help margin. Is this a right assumption?
2 points. Mona Lisa, to be even more clear, the sales in the U.S. are very low for the moment, and since our distributor has a very high stock, we are not selling anything in the U.S. for the moment. So sales to the U.S. are zero, and they will be zero for Q4, and probably they will be zero probably also for at least Q1. The way when we will resume sales to the U.S., this will depend upon the action and the ability of Hologic to promote again aggressively and with efficacy the laser system in the U.S. They, in their own press release and in the talks we have, are looking forward to having a strong sales increase in the second half of their financial year, which means in our Q2 and Q3. Since the effects of their sales will be delayed because they will be then buying after they will see sales pick up, is more or less this is the period when we expect sales pick up in the U.S. For the rest of the world, we didn't have the abrupt decline of sales that we had in the U.S. because the FDA press release was more directly affecting the public in the U.S., while it is indirectly affecting the public in Europe. Therefore, we will continue to sell Mona Lisa Touch, but the sale of Mona Lisa Touch is becoming a tougher sale because also the societies which are involved, the medical societies, have been somehow hit and somehow frightened by this FDA release, again, by the FDA release, which was inconsistent and without any support. They simply said something about a whole bunch of systems without considering how different the Mona Lisa Touch was. And so we are now fighting, and we are doing it continuously. At any gynecologic meeting, we are showing our face. Our general manager, Paolo Salvadeo, showed up at the AGOI meeting explaining the situation. So we are very confident, but in this moment, it wouldn't be appropriate to say that we expect a strong pickup of Mona Lisa Touch sales before the second half of 2019.
Okay, I got it. Second half, and maybe 2020, the business should be normal again and show normal growth rates. Yeah.
This is our hope, because our hope is that since FDA somehow made an action to clean up the market, they actually cleaned it up from what was garbage, but we are not garbage, but the market, the mass market, perceived that everybody was garbage. We are not. We are far from being garbage. Our system is a very sophisticated and technologically supported and scientifically supported system. It will take time for us, and also to Hologic, which is a huge power in the women wellness, in the women wellness, to restore this confidence. FDA acknowledged technically that our system has no efficacy and no safety issue, but now we have to restore the mass, the market perception. And how long will it take? I will update you on that. We know the thing that we know is that we are hitting a very large market. The market is very important, and so it's a long-term market for us. Of course, we long-term cannot be too long. It will take a few quarters, and I will update you on how the perception of Mona Lisa Touch is changing and how we will be able to return, hopefully, to the peak volumes that we had registered in 2015 and 2016.
And as the garbage is cleaned out of the market, now some competitors with bad products, except for the available market, maybe even larger, because you are one of the last man standing, the good guys.
Yes and no. The market is large, but we were targeting, the issue is this, we are targeting the gynecologist. We are offering a system with scientific support to the gynecologist. Then other competitors come in and sell to any doctor a system claiming vaginal rejuvenation, which is nothing, doesn't mean anything, you know? And this is what caused the problem. So our market, which is the market, the selected market of gynecologists, is huge. I believe we can count on thousands of installations looking forward, but will not enlarge because the people that were targeting another market have been turned out, sent off the market, because they were targeting another market. They were targeting another market using blatant means. Unfortunately, the FDA caught everybody together and restricted the ability of everybody to compete because of the fact that somebody was using targeting their systems to another market.
Okay, very clear. Maybe finally, a more housekeeping question on the cash development. You mentioned working capital should come down in the in Q4, which even maybe have some maybe margin effects, but could be after some quarters now of strong decrease in cash, expect an increase to the end of the year of the net cash position?
Let me think. Of course, you have net of capex, net of incremental capex, I'd be absolutely positive. with CapEx, because there will be about 10 more million of CapEx in Q4. And so, I don't know. For net of CapEx, for sure, if we were able to generate more than 10 million in the quarter, it's possible, but I cannot commit.
Okay. Maybe another question on the capacity you built there. For what revenue maybe now the company is prepared if you have maybe finished this investment program?
For what? Excuse me?
What revenue potential you can now maybe...
The point is the following. We our facilities, I'm not talking of China, I'm talking, for instance, of Vienna, have been built 10 years ago, and we grew consistently. And basically, at this point, we don't fit there anymore. Even 10% increase in volume is a very, very, very big issue. Therefore, Vienna, for instance, like doubles the production capacity. Doesn't mean that we will double production, but we are creating a logistical support, enabling us to support a growth will be gradual, but that can be the following of the gradual growth that we had in the last year. So let's say a 10% aggregate year over year growth in all our businesses. But if we hadn't increased our logistic base, we would never been able to achieve this production volume. The same applies for China. In 2018, from the beginning of 2018 to the end of 2019, we will have basically doubled our production capacity. This doesn't mean that we expect doubling sales in this period, but this means that we are ready. We have facilities that will enable us over the years to double sales. We expect to be able to double sales over a certain time span. Will it be 5, 4, 6 years? I don't know. But what I can tell you is that we are ready to support the demand increase that we see on the market.
Maybe really now finally on China, you mentioned some headwinds from the economy, from the trade war. On the other side, you had developed better than your competitors with some higher sales cost as a price. But how are you expecting maybe the things going forward? How has the situation developed in the last weeks and maybe months? Has it further deteriorated or is it stabilizing? And do you expect further growth next year? So for partly filling your additional capacity you have built?
The question you're raising to me is the question that I make myself every single day.
Okay.
We are bullish on the market because we see the potential of our product. We know how our product has a potential of technical expansion in manufacturing. We know how China is a very strong country and how it is also dependent about internal demand growth, which is also dependent about investments which are decided by the government. Now, our adamant confidence in the Chinese market has been in the last 6 months slightly undermined by the fact that the tariffs war is putting a large question mark on the future exports of China and on the development of the Chinese economy. And therefore, each sales report that comes from China is now scrutinized with a magnifying lens to understand every trend. What I said before, we don't feel we have the strong tailwinds helping us anymore. We feel in this moment the tariff war is putting more uncertainty than the market actually has, but our sales force on the territory reports that selling is tougher than last year currently. So they're doing well, We plan to increase sales over 2018. We plan also to recover some kind of margins for several reasons in the fourth quarter. I can tell you we count on the internal demand, which for the moment we see stable in the same volumes that we have seen in the first months.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Andrea Bonfa of Banca Akros. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. Andrea, I think part of my question has been answered, but just want to maybe a generic statement from your side. But basically, it seems to me, I would like to know your opinion if you are basically in the peak of the, let's say, expansion of the product pipeline this year, which explains why the mix is not performing maybe the best. But because of, from looking from outside, from our standpoint, you are in a situation where your working capital is 25-30% of sales. So let's, every 20 million of sales that you add to your top line, you basically absorb 5 to 6 million of cash. So it means that on your additional sales, you need to basically at least recover those cash absorption and even offset, more than offset this cash absorption. So I'm wondering if you are confident that your new products, the pipeline, once all the startup costs will be over and once your footprint will be more stable, will be enough in terms of profitability to offset this ongoing cash absorption. Thank you very much.
First, I hope that the impact of working capital on sales will be lower going forward. Third, we are confident in our ability to deliver new products on the market and to increase margins. But I mean, it's hard to predict what will happen. I have the confidence that you asked me, but I don't have a mathematical model allowing me to understand in detail which will be the product mix, which will be the margin mix of the next year. We are in the month of November. We're now making the plans for next year. We're now thinking, but the same thoughts were put at the end of 2017 for 2018. And so we have several product lines, several different products. It's really hard to predict. Of course, we are not designing low-margin new products. The products that we are designing and we are launching on the market are typically they're typically a higher margin than the current product and the average margin that we have. Moreover, since one large cash absorber in terms of working capital has been China. Of course, we are there supporting a very large increase in capacity, and we are struggling to increase the average power of our products sold in order to increase margin, as we are struggling to increase the share of systems sold to the neighbors, which also bear higher margin. I expect some improvement already in the fourth quarter, and we expect in the stabilization of the growth rate also, and also a better marginality on sales.
Okay. Thank you very much for the time being.
You're welcome. Hi, Andrea.
The next question is from Matthias Durner of Discover Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. A very quick one from my side. In your Q3 figures, I was just wondering if you could explain the nature of the share of losses of associates, where that comes from, and if it's more an accounting loss or is it basically a cash loss at a associate?
It is not a cash loss.
Okay.
It's an accounting, and it is related mainly to our related company in the United States, Quanta USA. We had a goodwill, and we, from time to time, do the impairment test on the goodwill of the company. And based on the current results of the company, we had to adjust the goodwill we keep on our books. And so we took a loss, which is taken into account for basically 100%. I don't know, we for about, I believe, 900,000 euros in the quarter.
Okay, that is very clear. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The next question comes from Katharina Stegman of Berenberg. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking my question. So basically, I'd just like to understand your new guidance a bit better because if I remember correctly, during your Q2 conference call, Andrea, you actually mentioned that the guidance of 10% EBIT growth already takes into consideration the effects of the FDA letter. So I was wondering, over Q3, what did actually develop differently than anticipated at Q2?
Yes, two things developed. I mean, what developed differently is, first, FDA. You're right. When we discussed FDA, I considered the technical point only. I was absolutely sure about the technicalities involving the sales of Mona Lisa Touch in the United States, and I was sure that we were going to solve the issue, and the issue has been solved. But having solved the technical issue, unfortunately, did not imply, as I was hoping, that we have solved the market issue. The market issue will take more time to solve. And so we unfortunately here have to account a different development of Mona Lisa sales in the second part of Q3 and in Q4, and as I mentioned with your colleagues, probably until the end of Q2 2019. The second effect was the large revenue increase, the large inventory increase at the end of the quarter, which was unexpected, which we have a reporting which gives us the sales of the single companies. Then only later we knew that part of the sales of the single company were trapped in the inventory of other companies. And this is something I mentioned earlier in this call and also answering in detail to a question of one of your colleagues. So we had some pent-up margin, which we should be able to recover in the Q4, but anyway, which caused a decrease in marginality. The second, the third negative, let's say, situation, which is negative for the moment, is that we now have to acknowledge that in China, even though, as I mentioned, we are doing very well, marginality will be lower than expected. Sales growth will be good, but margins will be lower. The plan was that we were going to be able to spend less in sales and marketing in the second half, but this is not going to take place for the moment. For this reason, while we were hopeful that the gap that we had could be overcome in the last two quarters, at this point, we are so far that also, as Mr. Girelli has mentioned, reaching last year EBIT calls for a very good Q4, we have to back up the guidance. The difference is a few million in EBIT, out of which probably about 1.5 is missing in this quarter, and more or less the same amount is missing in the Q4 for the reason I just mentioned.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. And just one quick follow-up. Could you please give us an indication of the sales contribution of Mona Lisa Touch to overall group sales in last year? So I was just wondering about an indication of Mona Lisa Touch to group sales in 2017.
In 2017, up to date, we never give this detail in any I always tell it's not a huge amount, but the big point in it is that it's a product with stable sales, stable margin, and no sales and marketing when it comes to the sales of the United States. So it doesn't affect at this point any other activity, but it affects margins and EBIT. We're talking of a product that in 2017 is accounting for less than 10% of the sales of the group.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have a follow-up question from Johannes Ries of Atos Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Very briefly, in the midterm, I believe your target is to come back to a 10% EBIT margin. Is that right? Maybe not in 2019, but midterm.
10% margin has always been a goal in our target and our reference benchmark. It's something that at the beginning of the year, we knew that we were not going to be able to achieve for 2018. This wasn't planned. It wasn't planned to go over 10%. Initially, we had planned to go over 10%, to stay at 10%. We have a positive balance of our product mix of certain market situation, we could go even further, 10%, as we have done in several quarters in our lifetime. For instance, one of the issues which in this moment is inhibiting our margin to grow that much is also the weakness of the euro versus the dollar. Now we're happy we see again the dollar at 1.12, which we have not seen for more than a year. As I mentioned early in the call, we have a much higher volume of sales in US dollar than of purchases. But to answer to your question, 10% is our reference target. 10% is what we were hoping to achieve this year. We are not going to be able to achieve it, but it's going to be the target for us going forward. And I'd like also to make a comment on Mona Lisa Touch. Mona Lisa Touch is less than 10% of our medical sales.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Once again, if you'd like to register for a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question comes from Eduardo Girelli of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, hello. Just another quick question. Considering that Onda has been awarded as the best non-invasive technology for body treatments, one could suppose that it allows a good pricing power. And do you think that Onda could allow a margin in line with Mona Lisa Touch, maybe higher or maybe lower?
Onda is one of the products we sell on the high end of our margins. Onda potentially bears the same margins as Mona Lisa Touch. Of course, Onda is still far from the volumes of Mona Lisa Touch.
Sure.
In this moment, it has to pick up, especially internationally. We don't have the U.S., but we will update you on how this unit is picking up. We have great hopes, especially for the first two quarters of 2019, where a set of marketing activities will come to let's say, concretization, and for the end of 2019, where we will start the first clearances, hopefully we'll have Brazil at the time to hit into and allow international sales of the product also in countries that are for the moment outside of our reach because of regulatory issues.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Gentlemen, Ms. Verzini, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you, everybody. Of course, we are available for personal calls or meetings whenever you feel interested in knowing something even in more depth about our company. Thank you for being with us today. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Bye, everyone.